In the winter of 1888, the odds weren't looking good for the passage of the United States Constitution by New Hampshire delegates. Anti-Federalist forces in the ninth and potentially deciding state to consider the Constitution marshaled powerful arguments against the document. They railed against centralized authority and long terms of office proposed by the Constitution. They were morally opposed to slavery, which the Constitution permitted, and they were dispositionally opposed to change of any sort. According to After the Revolution playwright David Magidson, these prototypical Yankees didn't think we should throw out the Articles of Confederation and replace them with a revolutionary document like the Constitution just because of the economic hard times of the 1780s.
You know, they felt that things weren't going badly because of the Articles of Confederation. They were just going badly because things go badly every once in a while. You know, they said, well, you know, it's just the way the cycles run. Sometimes things are good and sometimes they're bad, and we can't go around changing the government every time somebody loses their job.
In the end, the forces that advocated change won. After the Revolution is a play about the way Federalist logic began to sway the 120 delegates who gathered in Exeter in 1788 from towns across New Hampshire. The Federalist heroes of the play are John Langdon of Portsmouth and John Sullivan of Durham, who argued that a government unable to insure its own currency or muster the money to pay its debts was worse than no government at all. Playwright Magidson has used original documents, letters, and excerpts from the Federalist Papers by Alexander Hamilton to recreate the Federalist-Anti-Federalist debate in New Hampshire. He emphasizes the intellectual caliber of the discussion in Exeter. Edith Notman, who co-directs the play, is struck by the modern, politically charged tone of the debate.
These are speeches that are designed to move a group of listeners to action, because of course these were life and death issues that people discussed with great intensity, the way Star Wars or the nuclear freeze or divestment from South Africa is discussed today.
Notman of Keene State College is directing After the Revolution with Charles Combs of Plymouth State. They're both a bit apprehensive about recreating the first constitutional convention in the three rehearsal days they've scheduled, but the students recruited to act in the play view those time constraints with youthful enthusiasm.
It's only 40 pages, and we have an abundance of rehearsal time for 40 pages, and we could probably do this by tomorrow night if we had to.
It's command performance, too, and that looks good on the resume. We're performing for the governor. We've been commanded.
9 actors from the Keene, Plymouth, and Durham campuses of the University of New Hampshire will play the convention delegates. For many, this will be their first professional performance, and they're excited about the statewide tour planned for After the Revolution. Playwright Magidson is more concerned than the young actors about how modern New Hampshire audiences will respond to a play about a 200-year-old political debate.
It's a one-act play, and it's only about 40 minutes long. We thought that was long enough to ask people to worry about the adoption of the Constitution. And so we think that people can come and understand that they won't be sort of trapped there all night. The main point that we would like to make is that one of the reasons the Constitution of the United States has lasted is the way that it was discussed. In other words, because democracy has sustained itself because it was conceived democratically.
David Magidson is the author of After the Revolution, a play about New Hampshire's decision to ratify the United States Constitution. After the Revolution was produced by the University of New Hampshire's Theater Education Program in coordination with the drama departments at Keene and Plymouth State Colleges. It will be performed in Concord in the State House Hall of Representatives tonight at 7:30, and in Conway, Portsmouth, and Peterborough later in the spring. For WEVO News, I'm Catherine Curtis.